Lincoln went to Sunday services July 21st, assured by Scott that their soldiers, though exhausted just marching to the front, would win the day's fight. Scott then took his afternoon nap. Within hours, Confederates were routing Federal troops, many of whom threw down their muskets and fled back to Washington, along with terrified civilians like a panicky mob. When it ended that day, casualties for the Battle of Manassas, as the Confederates called it, or Bull Run, the Union name for it, had been small compared to later engagements, a total of about 3,500 killed or wounded. But the psychological impact for the North had been tremendous. The Union Army had been shamed. Washingtonians feared they would be invaded. Fortunately for the capital, Beauregard and Johnston, who scored a decisive tactical victory, decided their force was too weak and disorganized in the aftermath to pursue McDowell and capture the city. Though McDowell's estimate of the Confederate strength was reasonably accurate on the whole, he and Patterson had inadequate or incorrect intelligence for this campaign. Armies in the field were difficult for spies to penetrate, particularly Beauregard's, which did not take kindly to visitors like Baker. His spy mission might have been of some value if he had escaped from Manassas and brought back to Washington last-minute information for McDowell from Beauregard's camp. Instead, Baker was hauled off to Richmond, where he and his intelligence languished for the entire battle. The information he provided Scott when he finally caught up with him in the study of his house on 18th Street was largely useless at that late date. Union files have no record of Scott ever submitting a report on what Baker told him. But though he may have been a failed spy, Baker was a masterful storyteller. He spun for Scott a detailed and vivid yarn about his mission. If Scott had had an intelligence staff with trained agent handlers and analysts, they could have easily picked apart the discrepancies in Baker's report and would likely have sent him packing. Instead, Scott had only himself to evaluate Baker's intelligence, and the former vigilante had little difficulty impressing the old general, whose military career would soon end after the Bull Run debacle. Baker filed a claim for $105 in expenses, beyond the $200 in gold pieces Scott advanced him. The commanding general approved the payment. Then he sent his spy to Lincoln's new Secretary of War, who gave Baker a job.